patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
Man, I'm having a rough night tonight. Oh boy. You know, I try. I work at a nursing home now. I just finished up my first week. It's not something I would have ever said. I think one day I'll work at a nursing home. I was like everybody else. You know, I want to make more money. I want to make more money. Why do we want to make more money? And I was thinking about this, and it's so we can get more stuff or better stuff than we have already. You know, never mind that there's some kid who's horribly malnourished right now in some third world country, digging through the trash and celebrating because he found a half-eaten sandwich. Goes home to a mud hut. I'm sitting in an air-conditioned room. All right, let me paint this picture for you. Because I think it's a picture worth painting. I'm sitting in an air-conditioned room in a mobile home. I am considered near the poverty line, right? And it's... The only reason I struggle is because I make stupid decisions. But that's just it, isn't it? People in this country, really in the West, make stupid decisions. We get the credit card. You know, we get the $500,000 mortgage. We buy the $30,000 car because we have credit. The information is right there, right? 1913, the Federal Reserve Act begins debt-based society, debt-based economy. Our economy literally survives the more people that owe it money. We did away with the gold standard. That is the moment the system threw you overboard and threw me overboard. And now we all have Stockholm Syndrome. We do. We sympathize with our captor to the point now where it's getting completely unhealthy. I mean, we're at each other's throats. And if you narrow it down and push it as far back as you can, it comes down to more money, more stuff. Even with issues about who has rights and who doesn't, boils down to money. Think about it. Monetary benefits. Whether or not you're regarded as a family or not. All boils down to money. Because the system is set up to keep us fighting about money when, ironically, we have a small portion. And yet... Our small portion is way bigger than the portions of the majority of countries around the world. It's the definition of irony, I think. I mean, here we are, most of us at least partially educated. Way better educated than a lot of other countries. Not China. I know. I'm aware. Probably not Japan. Probably not Taiwan. But that's all you know, that's not the point. We've just so become hyper-focused on accumulating money so we can accumulate stuff. $8,000 funerals. You've seen the TV ad, right? $8,000. Why is it $8,000? Why is the single most tragic part of a family's life, when they lose somebody, also extorted to the highest amount possible? That's the average funeral cost. $8,000. It comes back to self. It really does. I've spent the last 45 years of my life wondering how I can make it better for me. How can I have more income? Well, why do I want more income? What, so I can pay more rent? I mean, pay more rent at an apartment? Pay a bigger mortgage? Why? What difference am I making in the kingdom? Am I even making a difference in the kingdom? No. No. That's why the Bible says it's easier for a rich man, or it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of the needle. By the way, the eye of the needle is the side entrance to the city of Jerusalem. That's where things are, cargo is loaded in and out of, because it's got the heaviest security. You can't just come through the front gate with a bunch of packages, because no, you could be doing the Trojan horse trick. And so we had to make it so that there was no possible way that you could sneak things into the city, and they called it the Eye of the Needle. So what they're saying is, it's easier for a camel to get through the tightest security available. And I would add to my revision, loaded down with explosives, than it is for a man, a rich person, to get into the kingdom of heaven. Here's the thing. America is like 90% rich people. It's just broken down into different wealth. There's people working for like 65 cents a day, and we complain that the minimum wage isn't $15 an hour. People don't realize how spoiled that is. Well, I mean, come on, it's relative. We have a different economy than those places. We have a different economy because we're self-focused. You know why landlords overcharge for property they never take care of? Self. It's passive income. Same reason rich people own radio stations. It's something they can add to their portfolio. Portfolio, what a stupid word. I hate that word. I do. I hate it. It sounds so hoity-toity and so arrogant. Well, I've added a radio station to my portfolio. Huh. Oh, isn't that nice, Biff? No one asked. I don't have a problem with people being rich, okay? It's neither here nor there for me. It's a non-issue. Throughout the history of man, there have always been super wealthy, and until Christ comes back, it's going to continue to be that way, because someone always wants to be at the top. Someone always wants to be influencing politics. It's how the system works. And by the way, now they're trying to bring back feudalism, which is just a crackerjack idea. So, you know, fine. But we are talking about an entire culture that comparatively to the rest of the world, not just Europe, not just Canada, not just China, there's a lot more countries than that, is rich. And I mean even the people that are mad that they're making only $18,000 a year. Well, guess what? To somebody in a third world country, holy cow, are you wealthy. Can you imagine how far they could stretch 18,000? Yeah, you know, this is probably an aha moment for me. It's an aha moment because for the last week I've been working around senior citizens. You see, we all make time for ourselves every moment of every day. What am I doing tomorrow? What am I doing Saturday? I'm thinking of going up to, you know, IKEA. Ugh. I'm going to buy a Tesla. Until the day that we're diagnosed with a partially paralyzing disorder because of age, or Parkinson's, or Alzheimer's, or something else. We start having problems swallowing food. Maybe we can't remember things. And so there's no choice but to put us in assisted living or a nursing home. And then the family just forgets about you. 15 years ago, they put you in a nursing home. Now they have no use for you. You'd think, just out of vested interest, the fact that they're paying $5,000 a month, they'd want to go to the nursing home and visit you. But no. Just dump that $5,000 into the nursing home. They'll die one day, and then we'll get the estate. Once again, circling back to self. More stuff. I've been around and interacting with these people, and it is so fulfilling to give them a friendly conversation, to get them something they need, like an apple or a glass of juice, because somebody cares. The rest of the country, we're concerned with stuff. And honestly, it's getting old. It's getting really old. You know what? You want to know why there are wildfires and floods and mudslides and earthquakes? We're all blaming global warming, but you know what? God finally tuned this machine. Because God is science. Science doesn't exist despite God. God is science. Everything you see around you lives, breathes, and exists because God put the very atoms together that created it. Which means he would know the exact timing when we were going to really start to fall apart and just decide we didn't need a moral or even ethical compass, that humanity didn't matter. The number one matters, which is our society's current mindset right now. And you know what? Maybe global warming is a thing. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. I've heard both sides of the argument. I'm coming at it from a different perspective. There's one person, one being that has the right to rule anybody. And it's not a human being. Not anywhere. And it's not an angel. Not anywhere. We're having increased floods and fires and earthquakes and all this other stuff. Weird seasons. Because this is the point in time that God knew that we'd reject everything that's good and decent. It started with him. I told him, get out of the classrooms. We don't want kids praying. And God gave us free will. We've got to get through our skulls. God didn't turn away from us. We turned away from him. We were given a choice, and just like Adam, we said, nah, skip it. We made the choice. I'm sick and tired of people telling me, well, where's God? Why does he let all this suffering? Hey, Pinhead, you walked away from him. He didn't walk away from you. Get this right. Get this stinking right. Because you're wrong when you blame him. The only person you can blame for this is yourself. I don't need God. Oh, where's your God now? How more arrogant could you be? Your way works so good. How come Grandpa's been locked up in a nursing home for 16 years and you haven't visited him? Or uncle? Or anybody? Simple concept that God just happens to speak about. Taking care of the elderly. Feeding the hungry. Visiting the sick in the hospital. These are all principles from the Bible that you say is nothing but fairy tales. Man, am I sick of that argument. You atheists need some new material, because if you were stand-up comedians, you would bomb on opening night for lack of creativity. You walked away from him, and now your masses that did that are making decisions that are hurting other people, and then you're blaming it on God. I don't think so. I do not think so. Not now, not ever. This blame is firmly on your shoulders. There's a lot of lonely people in a nursing home. Sad, lonely people in a nursing home. You want to know why the country on one side is burning down and the other side is flooding, and in between there's earthquakes and everything else? Because we created a rift. This is our chickens coming home to roost.
The young may develop the marauding habits of the underworld. Today, Americans of every age are in need of an essential part of community life.
The Vince Wild Show.